We are talking today with Jimmy Emmons, of course, a producer from Western Oklahoma, in an area that is kind of dry right now already. Jimmy, you and some others are planning a webinar coming up this coming week that will talk about trying to play what if as a livestock and a crop producer when it comes to drought management. Why do you think this is important?
Well, Ron, we're experiencing a huge drought to the west of us, from where I live in northwest Oklahoma, clear to the California coast. A lot of D3 and 4 drought regions out through that way. That drought seems to be migrating to the east somewhat, and so we're trying to bring awareness to everybody here in western part of Oklahoma. You know, we're experiencing about 120 days here of 5 inches or less. A lot of areas have been 50 days with a quarter inch or less. So, you know, we need to be preparing for the drought just like you would prepare for a tornado or a flood or something else like that, a natural disaster. So just trying to bring awareness and planning into play if it does develop out.
So I know that a lot of times it seems like we wake up one morning, we realize, hey, it's been dry for a long time, and I may be in trouble. For a livestock operator, for a farmer as well, you know, how do they stay ahead of this thing? How do they get their arms around staying proactive?
Well, one of the things that I've been working on, even when I was at USDA with Secretary Perdue, was we're building a drought learning network where it's going to be a one-stop shop for producers to go to be able to have all the tools from multiple agencies for them to access, as well as a peer-to-peer producer network that will share what they're seeing. So, preparing, it's hard to realize that you're in a drought to start with. And typically producers have this mentality that it's going to rain, rain's in the forecast, it'll get better. And actually, you're well into the drought before you really realize that you're in a drought. And so we're trying to assist them into having better technology, better knowledge up front to be able to go to and look at that. And this webinar is really going to bring to forefront programs like GrassCast, where we actually are measuring grass through the Mid Plains region weekly and can give a forecast on tons of forage available. So lots of good tools that's coming out of this webinar. We hope to be able to bring awareness to the producers that's there.
This particular piece of technology, the GrassCast, that sounds fascinating. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, without spoiling the whole webinar, it's a new tool that ARS and other Climate Hub and agencies and the Drought Mitigation Center and Drought Monitor have all worked together on, as well as New Mexico Department of Agriculture building. That actually goes in and looks at several different variables, whether it's rainfall, temperature, and the Kokoroz rain gauge stations and all that is really pretty accurate on predicting where forage amounts are going to be. And you can see the actual data behind that date so that it really confirms what we're seeing. So a rancher can look, say, well, we're 30% of normal here, so I need to be adjusting my stocking rates or adjusting herd size to that. So it's really going to be a great tool. They're going to unveil that even more in the webinar, so that's another reason to tune in.
I know that when we start thinking about the problems that drought gives us. It's very serious for our ranchers because it does get down to a point where you've got to really start looking hard at making sure you adjust those stocking rates during the proper liquidation, or you can be in a place where you maybe have to liquidate the entire herd.
Yeah, and a lot of the key to it, too, Ron, is if you need to start selling off some of the older cows or calves or some culls, you need to do that early enough before the market is saturated and you even lose more money. And so that's what we're really trying to assist with this program coming out on the 18th is just to be aware and to know that it's knocking on our door. And we need to be thinking about them type of scenarios. And we are already talking about liquidating some older cows and moving some calves around, just preparing it. You know, if it goes to raining, then you can always buy some good cows back and stuff. So, if that's always a good scenario.
I know that there is a difference for those that have been able to practice some good soil health techniques over a sustained period. Your operation is a good example of that, is that when you've been able to practice and build back organic matter, allowing that soil to absorb more water when you do get rain, it makes a world of difference when we get into these dry patches.
Sure, Ron. It flattens out the ups and downs. When we were just on a conference a little bit ago discussing infiltration rates, over the last 10 years, my infiltration rates have went from a half inch an hour to over 7 inches an hour. And what that really does for you is when we get these big rainfall events, and they do happen to be seem like more intense now than they were. We're able to capture a larger portion of that rain and store it in the soil for use down the road. So it is helping us with our crop right now. We're seeing less drought stress in some of our growing crops. But once again, if it never rains, it's not going to matter in the long run. But in the short term, until it does rain, we do have more water to work with, and that's really key on forages and grain crops, is right now, and then hopefully we'll catch some rains when it comes. So good soil health does pay, and it does take a while to build that, but once you start seeing the results, then you really start understanding how important it is.
Jimmy, tell me a little bit about the webinar as far as what will a producer hopefully learn, and I guess they'll be able to what go to the Oklahoma Conservation Commission website to get the link and everything. Where is it available from?
Yeah, so OCC has that link available. We're also going to share it to your network that you can send out. And so it's there. Anyone can reach out to me as well, and we'll share that. Producers are going to learn about Oklahoma conditions and the drought outlook for the summer of 21 here. They're going to also see online tools about monitoring drought conditions, like I talked about GrassCast, the drought monitor, various tools. Also, the Kokoroz, we're monitoring precipitation in lots of local locations around. That's also going to be helping the drought monitor do a better deal in that. You're going to also hear some about pasture and range management and strategies, how to minimize that drought impact, and looking at long-term adaptation and planning of the tools and the uses of the tools. So it's really easy to log on, get on, and hear more about this. And if the drought persists and grows, we will do more of this later on in the Drought Learning Network. We're just about to get that really in full implementation here in the next few months. We hopefully for producers. producers to use, and we'll be unveiling that as well.
Thanks, Jimmy. Jimmy Emmons with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission talking about an upcoming webinar on trying to do some drought planning before you find yourself smack dab in the middle of drought conditions. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.